USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As some protesters are calling for defunding police departments in the wake of the in-custody death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, Vice President Mike Pence says that's not the way to go.
What happened to George Floyd in Minneapolis was a disgrace. It shocked the conscience of the nation. But what this president did was sit down with law enforcement, sit down with African American leaders, and listen and find ways that, look, we can improve public safety. We can give law enforcement more tools and to more training opportunities in the use of force, but we're not going to defund the police.
A surge in coronavirus cases is now prompting Houston to increase safety measures. Harris County Judge Linda Hidalgo.
The idea is to see this as a no shirt, no shoes, no mask, no service.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
A Latino man was shot and killed by a Los Angeles County deputy. Eyewitness 7 TV reporter Leanne Suter has the story.
My parents are completely destroyed.
Friends, family, and community members, you can see behind me here, are gathering for a vigil here near the scene where the 18-year-old was killed. They are demanding justice in a shooting that they say was completely unjustified.
I didn't even get to say goodbye to him, and it hurts me so much. I don't understand why they did this to him.
A heartbroken family demanding answers and an independent investigation after 18-year-old Andres Guardado was shot and killed by L.A. County Sheriff's deputies last night.
Why would a deputy shoot him 7 times behind his back? What a cowardly move is that? He couldn't even see the person that was going to shoot him.
Tensions erupting overnight after the deadly gunfire rang out in Gardena.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
North Korea is dropping propaganda bombs on South Korea, USA's John Hunt reports.
As tensions gear up between the two nations, North Korea is preparing to flood the South with mountain-high piles of propaganda leaflets denouncing South Korea's president and North Korean defectors. Many of the leaflets will feature the face of South Korean President Moon Jae-in smeared with cigarette butts. The move comes amid serious escalations in tension between the countries, which are still technically at war as their 1950 to 1953 conflict ended without any peace treaty. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The National Institutes of Health says it's halting its hydroxychloroquine trial after a study showed no harm or benefit from the malaria drug's use for COVID-19. A data and safety monitoring board recommended that they stop the study. President Trump has touted the drug's potential use against COVID-19 and said he used the drug himself for 2 weeks last month. White House physician Dr. Sean Connolly said earlier that Trump completed the 2-week regimen safely. COVID-19 is a respiratory infection, but it can damage multiple organ systems, including heart, lung, and blood, according to the NIH statement. Recovery usually takes place within 1 to 3 weeks, but some people develop severe illness, which could lead to respiratory failure and death if progressed further. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.